Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections said in a statement last week that there are some flaws in an analysis that claims eliminating sentence enhancements for nonviolent crimes would reduce the prison population and save the state up to $186 million in 10 years. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the argument for savings rests on prison sentences being shortened and the state closing some prisons.
Sentence enhancements are a tool that allows courts to increase the maximum range of punishment for defendants who have prior convictions. The Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs argues getting rid of enhancements for defendants convicted of nonviolent crimes will drop the state's prison population more than 8% over the next decade. The Department of Corrections says that's not guaranteed because if voters approve State Question 805, courts could still sentence defendants to the maximum amount of prison time allowable, or make defendants convicted on multiple charges serve out the sentence for each count separately. An OCPA spokesperson says it's a valid point and it's unclear how courts would react if the question passes. The prison agency also argues the report doesn't account for more than $24 million cut from its budget for the next fiscal year. Department of Corrections claims the budget cuts will negate the first 4.5 years of savings predicted by the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
The Lawton Community Theater is hosting a summer camp to precede their production of The Lion King Jr. in August. The camp comes with a curriculum written by Disney teaching artists and will be led by LCT Technical Director Bryson Peterson. Peterson, who has received training at New York's Lincoln Center, served as a teaching artist in residence with the Wichita Theater in Wichita Falls, Texas for 5 years, where he co-administered an in-school theater workshop program and directed 5 children's musicals, including a 2016 version of The Lion King Jr. Peterson served as a master teaching artist with the Wichita Falls Alliance for Arts and Culture for 3 consecutive summers. So this is the first time in a while that LCT has had a paid summer camp for kids, and I understand the response has been hugely favorable. You sold out of both of the older kids sessions within days. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I sure can. So it's been about 8 years since Lawton Community Theater has had a big, robust children's program. And so we had this idea to do this Lion King camp, which we did back in 2016 in Wichita Falls. And it was hugely popular back there, so we thought, okay, this is going to be great. Well, we had it planned, and then COVID happened. And so we're pushing it back and pushing it back. We're not sure if we're able to do it. Well, then the CDC came out and said, all right, we're ready to go. You can do summer camps. Just follow these guidelines. Great. So we announced it, and we thought, oh, we'll have, you know, 10 kids. If we have 10 kids sign up, that'll be great. Within 48 hours of announcing the first camp, we filled up. And not only did we hit our capacity of 20, we had 10 kids on the waiting list within just 2 days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so we were like, man, kids, you know, these parents want the kids to go out and do something. People are ready to get back out and do some theater. So we announced the second week, that one filled up. So both of our two first week are completely full. Yeah, we announced the third camp that's just for 8 and 9 year olds. So the first 2 weeks are for 10 to 18 year olds. And then we announced a third camp just for 8 and 9 year olds, and that one's half full right now.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So you have the two camps, the Lion King experience is for the older kids, and then the Lion Cub camp is for the 8 and 9 year olds. Why did you decide to split them up that way?
You know, when we're doing this camp, it's, we're casting the show ages 8 to 18. But when you're doing an educational setting and groups and you're together all day for a week, it's kind of hard to have an 8-year-old and an 18-year-old and be able to cover the same material. So we figured that, you know, the 10-year-olds would probably be able to handle it. Within camp, they're splitting up into even smaller groups, so we'll be able to kind of separate the older kids from the younger kids, and so everybody gets the best experience. But the 8 and 9s, it's usually just a little too much for them. But then when we had so much inquiry from parents saying, hey, I got an 8-year-old, I got a 9-year-old, is there any way we can get them in? Do you have anything else going on? We decided, you know what, we gotta have something for them too. So that camp, the Cub camp, is going to be different than the Experience camp, but they're all three going to be wrapped up into the show that's in August.
What are the performance dates for The Lion King Jr., and are the kids who are not in the camp, are they able to audition for this production, and if so, how do they go about that?
Yes, absolutely. So the show dates are going to be in August. It's going to be August 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then 14th 15th and 16th. And we're doing the show at McMahon Memorial Auditorium so that we can social distance. With their social distancing guidelines, they're still able to seat about 300 people in the auditorium. And so, as you know, Lawton Community Theater, our capacity is 180 without social distancing. So if we social distance, we'd be lucky to get about 40 people in our audience. So they've agreed to partner with us, and we're doing the show over there those first 2 weekends in August. Now, the camp kids, people who are involved with the Lion King Experience and the Lion Cub Camp, are guaranteed a spot in the show, but not a specific role. We're still asking everybody to audition, especially if they're interested in a speaking role, and auditions are open to the public, whether you're in camp or not. Now, being a part of camp, you're definitely going to have a leg up because you're going to be familiar with the materials and familiar with us, but kids who are not in camp can still audition. We're doing virtual auditions, and those audition packages are due midnight on July 3rd, and they have to be emailed to me. My email is brysonpeterson93@gmail.com. This is all on our website, and it's on our Facebook. If you look up Lawton Community Theater on Facebook, we have an event, and it just says virtual auditions for The Lion King Jr.
Okay, and that is at lawtoncommunitytheater.com.
Yes.
That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.